Happy New Year. It's New Year's Day. If you're listening to this on New Year's Day, it's New Year's Day 2023, and I'm excited about the new year. I'm sure you've got some resolutions and some things that we'll call them strategies, focus. Hopefully you've got a blueprint for your life. We spent about a month in November and December looking at a blueprint. We had a little blueprint boot camp. If you missed those episodes, go back and check them out. But I do want to share a verse with you. I have one of our most listened to episodes of the year. It was an episode we called Fuel, and it was this idea that we have to have the energy inside of us, the fuel inside of us to get where we want to go, to be the leader that we need to be for the people around us. But as we're thinking, a lot of people thinking fitness today, and or maybe not today, but thinking Monday about becoming more fit, and you've got your gym memberships lined up and all kind of stuff people are planning on. I want to remind you today, as I always do on Sunday, of a Bible verse. I'll just tell you the story, and you can look the verse up if you want to know more about it. But there's a verse about King Jotham. I mentioned this before. It says in the Old Testament, it says that Jotham was mighty because he ordered his ways before the Lord. And I don't want to just jump into the fuel message here without just saying to you, as you go into this next year, I hope you've got your ways ordered and you've thought through them. I'd love for you to have them ordered before the Lord. I think it'd be great for you to have the blessing of God on your life this year. But as you think about your life and your leadership and your ministry and your business or whatever it is you have going on, your family, do you have a plan to where you want to go? You do not want to be winging it with your life. Jotham was mighty because he ordered his ways before God. And I think we can be as well. One of the things we can do is we can make sure we're fueling our body correctly. Today's kind of a fitness mindset. I think a lot of people think about fitness at the beginning of the year, some physical changes they need to make. I hope you'll give some thought to that as you listen to this episode on fuel. And then I hope you'll come back tomorrow and join us. We're going to have some brand new content for you as we start this new year. I believe this can be our best year ever. If you've not gotten our 21 days to your best year ever, this is a great time to get that. You can go to chasinggreatness.tv, pick that up. It's still half price. I think it's a really great resource. All the videos, the 50-page PDF, all that stuff can really help you. But as you think about your own fuel here in these next few minutes, as you listen to this episode, ask yourself, what changes do you need to make so you'll physically be at your peak level, so performance can really be at the level that it needs to be. All right, I love you guys. I'm looking forward to a great year with you. Thanks again for all of you who've listened. Hope you'll share maybe even some of these episodes from this last week with your friends and family, and let's continue to chase greatness together. Check out Fuel. I'm fired up about summertime. I hope you are too. It's hard to believe here we are a couple weeks into June, and we're just full on heat wave going on here in Atlanta or outside of Atlanta. And I'm excited. I like the hot weather. It's a good time of year. But here's the challenge right now. We're traveling more. People are driving around. All kind of vacations going on, and people spending time on the lake and doing all kind of crazy stuff this summer. And that means we're going to be burning some gasoline. And I don't know about you, but man, I went to the gas station last week, filled up my truck, and like, oh my goodness, it's so expensive to put gas in right now. And I asked myself the question as I was doing that, how much am I paying attention to the fuel I'm putting into my body as I go into the summer here? So welcome to Chasing Greatness, the podcast where we help you win at work, win at home, and ultimately win at life. And that's what we're talking about on Fridays, is this win at life side of things. And we're going to jump into a new I'll call it a June series here. I don't know that it'll last all summer, but the next 4 weeks at least, we're going to look at four little small words that are going to determine whether we win at life or not. If you're really going to chase greatness, these four things are going to be a necessity, a prerequisite, if you want to say it that way. So thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. You're continuing to help us grow our channel here. I'm really grateful for that. We wouldn't be making the impact that we are, if it weren't for you sharing with your friends and family and coworkers. And I hope you'll continue to do that. But
while it's important for us to win at work and also at home, well, you know, just this week, if you missed it, we had some content for you on Monday about work. But then on Wednesday, just a couple days ago, I dropped a first of a two-part series that I'm doing. It's this month. My wife and I are celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary, and so I'm giving you 35 ways to stay married 35 years. And I think they'll be relevant if you are in a relationship to help you level that relationship up. You know, if you've been married for a while, that it's a hard that relationships, the closer they are to you, the more they mean to you, the harder they are, I think, sometimes. And so I hope these things will be helpful to you. We dropped 16 of them a couple of days ago. I've got the other 19 that we'll do next week. And then in a couple of weeks on Wednesday, my wife has agreed to join us there for anniversary week. We're going to talk through four or five of those. And I think it'll be really encouraging for your marriage there if you are married. And if you're not married and you're looking to be married, hopefully you'll get some stuff there that'll give you some things to think about and will be helpful to you. But today, as we think about this idea of these four little words, I want to give you the first one today, and it's just that simple word, fuel. I want us to think about fuel today, and I want us to think about our physical lives. You know, as a leader, you can achieve balance in every area of your life. Let's say you got it going on spiritually and relationally and emotionally and vocationally. All those areas, they can be really great, and you can feel like you're balanced and you got everything together. I don't know anybody who does feel like they have it all together in those areas. I think we constantly are being pulled back and forth, and we make progress in one area and then all of a sudden we're struggling somewhere else. Maybe relationally we're, you know, things are good, but now financially we got a little challenge, or we get things up in order with our finances and our job, but our relationships are, you know, you're sitting there thinking, oh man, my marriage is not that great. I probably do need to go listen to Wednesday's episode. And it's just really hard to have all of it together, but you can get everything exactly like you want it. And if you don't have your health where it needs to be, you don't have your physical fitness, your physical life where it needs to be, you're going to struggle. I like what Gandhi said one time. He wrote this. He said, it is health that is the real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. If you have all the gold in the world, but if you don't have health, it makes it really hard to enjoy what you do have. And so what are you doing to take care of yourself? And the reality is, you know, if you start driving a car, you're going to burn through your fuel pretty quick. And the more you use your body, the more you use your even your brain and you know, your physical body, you're going to need fuel to help you be sharp and to have stamina and really be the leader that you want to be fit to lead, we say. And so if you fail to give attention to your health and your nutrition, you're going to really struggle there. So I just want to remind us that our bodies are a vital part of our overall success as a leader, and we've got to fuel it well to ensure that we're not, I guess to be cliche here, that we're not running on empty. And I'm guessing some of you listening are at a spot right now where you feel like your tank is pretty dry right now. You don't feel strong. You don't feel fit. You don't feel energy. You don't feel sharp. Maybe you're having to rely on other things to get you through. You know, you can kind of energy drink your way through life, and that's really not very satisfying if we do it that way. And so it may sound obvious, but clean eating and adequate hydration is really, it really is vital if you're going to have that stamina and sharpness and ultimately the success that you want, like we talked about. So it's time for us to take what I'll call a hard look in the mirror. And I mean, literally, if you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, how is my nutrition? How do I look? How do I feel? You know, am I at the weight that I want to be? Am I hydrated the way I want to be? And I think as we begin to answer those questions, they're going to be a really great indicator of whether or not we have what we need to lead and to be able to not just be strong for ourselves, but, you know, chasing greatness is about helping other people. And so are we strong for others? Can we let others borrow our strength? We talk about sometimes. And so I want to just remind you today that how you fuel your body is going to have a lot to do that. I'm not a nutritionist, but there's some things that I know. I do drive and I do burn fuel. And I can tell you, if you try to burn, let's say, diesel fuel in a gasoline engine, your engine is going to it's going to tear your engine up, and it's going to cause you to break down. And yet, how often do we put garbage into our bodies and wonder why we feel lethargic or even sick? And I'm guessing there might be somebody listening here who's you know you're not healthy, you know you're not strong, you feel lethargic, you feel apathetic, maybe even mentally you don't feel sharp. And And there are some things that you can do to take care of of the engine of your physical health, so to speak. So let's talk about eating clean and staying hydrated here for just a minute today. And I'm going to give you a couple things that you can do, literally do over the next week, and go ahead and get this on track so that you can have the back half of this year can really be great. And you'll be shocked at how good you really can feel if you just make the choices to do that. It'll increase your capacity so you can have the life you want, and you can ultimately make impact at the level that you want to. So let's talk first about eating clean. I'm not giving you a diet to go on or a nutrition plan or anything. I just say, let's go back to some things that we already know to do. And a couple of things that are, they're obvious, but just let me remind you here, if you're going to chase greatness, it's going to be full of fruits and vegetables. It's not what you want to hear, possibly, if you're struggling with that. But let me just, go on record here and say, if you're eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of, stuff that's inside cardboard or inside cellophane, inside a wrapper, it's inside the inside rows of the grocery store. Stay away from that. Let's shop on the outside. And now let me kind of warn you, the ice cream's on the outside on one side of my store. So don't, let's kind of try to stay away from that as well. But the produce section is a really great place for you to start your nutrition plan. And, I think so many of us, we eat way too much meat. We eat way too much sugar. And I don't think it takes a rocket scientist at this point to know how to eat correctly. And I think we all know what to do. We've been told a million times in a million books and a million plans, but I think we don't really give a lot of focus to it, and or we don't make those choices. In fact, I know people that they'll do something, they'll reward themselves with what they call a cheat day, and it's almost like when I think about that, I'm going, I'm saying that I don't need to be doing this, and then I'm going to reward myself with what I don't need to be doing if I get it right. So that, I understand the psychology of you can't just go cold turkey and not, eat anything that you like the rest of your life. I don't think you have to do that. I think you really can, learn about cooking and learn about nutrition and some of those kind of things. And there's really some ways that you can eat things that you like that are good for you. And so, let's make it our goal in the next week to not eat anything that's wrapped in cardboard or cellophane that has, high sugar content. So let's lay off the candy bars. Let's lay off the ice cream. Let's lay off the things that we think they taste good. We've trained ourselves to eat those things. And could we just go 1 week and give some of those things up? I know you can. It's doable. And I think that's a good place for us to start, just that one idea. I would also encourage you to count calories. How many calories do you need for the weight that you want to be? And there's all kind of ways you can get online. You can Google this and figure out what the formula is for you. But, a typical calorie count is going to be somewhere for a man, somewhere 2,000 or less calories. And yet, if we're not careful, we'll go in and we'll eat somewhere in a restaurant or you look at the calorie counts on those menus. You're gonna blow that out in one meal if you're not careful. If you you know, you don't pay attention to it. And I think a lot of times we just don't give a lot of thought to what we're putting into our bodies. Again, portion control, all those kind of things. Again, I don't want to be the nutrition police here, but I think we need to be reminded that what we're putting into our bodies is really causing us to either be healthy or it's causing us to be unhealthy. And I don't know about you, but I really want to I want to increase longevity if I can. We don't decide ultimately how long we live, we think. And truthfully, we don't. Our days are numbered. But I think the quality of our days, and we position ourselves to have really great lives if we do the right thing and put the right things into our bodies, versus if we don't, it makes it so hard. And so let's watch our calories for the next week as well. I'd encourage you to get a set of bathroom scales. You know, one of the things I think that's been helpful to me, I've pretty much weighed the same thing, give or take 4 or 5 pounds, for the last ultimately 30 years. And I think a lot of that has have something to do with what I eat and do I move and those kind of things. But honestly, I'm not addicted to exercise, and I don't always eat clean at all. I mean, this is a struggle for everybody. I don't think you're immune from this. I think you just decide what you want to do. But one of the things I think that has helped me a lot is I've had a set of bathroom scales, and I literally will get on those bathroom scales every single day, which sounds crazy if you don't do it. The thing I love about the bathroom scales and the thing I hate about the bathroom scales is they never lie. They are just literally, they tell you what the reality is. And I think a lot of us struggle physically because we ignore reality. We don't want to really know. We weigh occasionally, or we weigh when we go to the doctor, or we weigh when we're sick and they make us get on the scale. I think if you will stand on those scales every single day, you'll know where you are. And I think that's a big key to being physically fit is just having yourself grounded in reality. Like, what's going on here? And am I at my optimal weight? And you get to choose, you know, what weight you want to be a lot of times. I mean, we really do. You almost get to have a life that you want in so many ways here. But I think knowing, you know, what your target is and where you are, and is there a gap, and there's some things you can do to close that gap. And so those calories are going to be a big part of that. I'd also say to eat clean. We talked about that a moment ago, but just making sure that we are not eating a bunch of processed stuff, bunch of junk, bunch of, you know, refined sugars and high fructose corn syrup, all the things that they tell you. I mean, you can find this stuff anywhere, but it's important for us to know what we're putting into our bodies. And then I think the other thing I would say that's maybe the most valuable as we think about, you know, chasing greatness and what we're putting into our body, the fuel, you know, in our body, is just to make sure that we're hydrated, especially, well, I was going to say this time of year. I think it's important all year round, but making sure that you are drinking enough water. And what's the formula I read? It's like, if you weigh 100 pounds, you need 50 ounces of water. If you weigh 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water a day. And basically it's 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds that you weigh. And so, you know, if you weigh 150 pounds, you need to be drinking 75 ounces of water a day. I try to go a little over that. You might even make it your goal to drink a gallon of water a day. That's not going to be too much. You can't overhydrate, but, you know, I think you're safe. I'm not a doctor. Consult your doctor if you've got concerns about your health here. But I would say most of us are underhydrated, not overhydrated. And so another challenge I would give you in the next, you know, 7 days is not just to even do a calorie count or to get yourself a set of bathroom scales, but just drink more water. You know, what you could just start with 8 16-ounce glasses a day. That's going to get you up over probably what you're drinking now. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be 16. Get a 12-ounce glass. I mean, just, you know, drink around 100 ounces a day at least. I think if you'll do that, you'll be well on your way to better health just in that one thing. As I think about hydration, and I think about what I drink, I would even give you the challenge in the next week to not drink any of your calories. I think that's another good thing that I learned years ago, is I don't want soft drinks. I don't want, other things that are, you know, I need to lay off the milkshakes, whatever you got. Now, I understand you may be drinking a protein shake or whatever. That I get that. But again, make sure you know what's in that and what is actually going into your body there. Those can be high sugar lots of times as well. So I like, you know, if I'm just drinking water, black coffee, you can have coffee. I'm not saying, you know, not trying to take away all your fun here, but I think if you will not drink any calories for the next week, that's another good way to start. I really try to never drink any calories. And I can't tell you, I can tell you, if you start adding up, let's just say you have a soft drink every day or you have, you know, alcohol, whatever, sometimes that can be high calorie. You start adding calories that way, and it can literally be 10, 15 pounds a year of just liquid calories going on to our bodies. And you got to do a lot of exercise and a lot of moving. We're going to talk about that next week, but you got to do a lot to burn that off. And so I think it's better just to, you know, let's just go with water and no calories when we think about our liquids. And I mean, that's another step we're going to make toward having the right kind of fuel in our body. So the homework here would be to track your calories for the next week, evaluate whether you need to make some changes in your nutrition plan. I don't know about you, but I got some areas where I could eat more clean. There's some things that I just by sharing this with you, it's reminding me of the importance of putting the right kind of fuel in my body. And I'll give you some questions here that I think will help you as you begin to think about this. And then we're going to go and we're going to try to, you know, fuel the right way this next week. But what's the ideal number of daily calories for you to reach and maintain your ideal weight? Let's go back to that question a moment ago. Like, what is that ideal? You need to know what that is. And you may need to track that every day. There's great apps to do that. MyFitnessPal is one. And there's other stuff out there that you can track your calories with. Here's another question I ask myself sometimes is when I know I'm not, you know, where I need to be, I ask myself, when am I most tempted to eat foods that I shouldn't? And there are trigger times where, you know, you'll get up at, you know, let's say you're sitting there at night and you're on the couch, which means by definition you're probably not very active at that moment, and you're watching something, you're bored, you get up, you go search the fridge, nothing there, pantry, nothing there. You're just looking for anything to satisfy your hunger. And I want to be aware of those times when I'm most tempted to eat foods that I shouldn't, and where am I looking for those kinds of foods? And if I am going to give in at that moment, I hope it's going to be with some of those fruits and vegetables and things that I need, not eating ice cream late at night. And speaking of late at night, it really probably is good just to cut myself off after 6 o'clock. We don't need any calories at that point. It's actually good for our body to have a break from food until the next morning when we get back to breakfast. So when you're most tempted to eat those foods that you shouldn't, I think taking a look at that is important. And then finally, I'd say what foods need to be eliminated from my nutrition to increase my energy and my stamina. And, you know, I've got some foods that I know when I eat these specific foods, I'm not going to feel as good as I'm supposed to feel, as I know that I'm supposed to feel. And so you'll know what those are for you. You'll know what needs to be eliminated from your nutrition plan if you're going to have the energy you need and the stamina that you need to lead at a high level. So, you know, here we go into summer. I'm putting a damper on your on your nutrition plan here. Possibly if you're really struggling with food and you're struggling to hydrate, you're going to need to hydrate this time of year. Actually, I mentioned, I think year round's important, but you are burning more liquid in your body right now. Your body's made up of so much water, and just one of the best things we can do to hydrate. So let's take our fuel seriously. What is going into your body? It really is determining how well your engine is going to work. You're going to like the way you look better. You're going to like the way you feel even better, which is even more important. And I think you're going to have more to be able to give to help other people if you have your physical fitness in order. You can be spiritually fit, relationally fit, emotionally fit, and even have your job rocking and rolling. If you are not physically fit, if you don't have your health where it needs to be, you're still going to struggle. And so it's something that we really can give a lot of attention to. You're going to live longer. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. And honestly, your emotions are going to improve as well as you do that. So I hope you'll take that seriously here as we go into the next few weeks. We're going to give you something to think about like this every Friday to help you win at life. Keep chasing greatness. I hope you'll share this with somebody if you really want to take it to the next level. Find a buddy, share it with them, hold each other accountable for the next week. Get yourself a set of scales, start drinking your water, do the things you know you're supposed to do, cut out all that refined sugar, and you're going to have a great next week. I believe that, really do. It starts with a commitment, and then just choice by choice, we're doing the right thing. If you'll do that, I think it's going to help you to get to a place where you're going to be proud of that. So let's keep doing that. I'm going to come back next week. We're going to talk about moving next Friday and the exercise side of your fitness. I think you'll get some good ideas there as well. But in the meantime, let's handle our fuel. Let's make sure that we're putting the right stuff in our bodies so that our bodies can give us what we need from them to be the leaders that we need to be. All right, keep chasing greatness. Love you guys. See you next week.